All right, if you will, take your Bibles and turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24. And Lord willing, we're going to go through a few verses together. And I really don't have much of an outline. We're just going to kind of go through a study and just climb through these verses and hopefully get some doctrine in, some right division in to help you with so much of the things that are being taught today. It's good to study and have some teaching, some verses marked maybe in the margin of your Bibles, and just make sure that we know what's going on, and we know that there's a program for the nation of Israel that God he was dealing with the nation of Israel when he came in his first coming. Israel rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and on the cross he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke chapter 23. He gave them another chance through the early chapters of Acts. They stoned Stephen full of the Holy Ghost and in blasphemy rejected the Father in the Gospels, rejected the Son at the cross on Calvary, and then rejected the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord called out the Apostle Paul to the Gentiles, and we are living in the body of Christ, and some call it the church age, and but we're in a different dispensation right now. So the last days spoken of in 2 Timothy chapter 3 are of the church, the body of Christ, are different from the last days mentioned concerning Israel, that has to do with the doctrinal material in Hebrews through the book of Revelation. Now, Hebrews chapter number 1 verse 2 says, speaking of God, it says, "hath in these last days." So the context of these last days is not future in the book of Hebrews. In this book, they are literally in them. So that book is gonna be fresh material for that time period whenever the church is gone. And for instance, Hebrews 2 verse 5, "For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak." So the focus of this book is the coming kingdom. So you got Pauline doctrine, and that's why in the church age, or the body of Christ doctrine, your mail today is Pauline epistles, Romans through Philemon. So you have to look at the Bible and compare them to that. So if something contradicts your doctrine and your mail for today, you just don't have to apply that to you. So what we're doing is we're going through this this Matthew chapter 24 together. This is being used so much to teach that the body of Christ is going through the time of the Great Tribulation. And we're going to see through a study, hopefully, that that is not true. The doctrine for the nation of Israel, Hebrews, the Revelation, was put on hold just as the last part of Daniel's 70th week was put on hold for this present dispensation. That doctrinal material was put on hold as well, and it will come into play whenever the church is gone. Now, you need to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. You read that in Romans 15 verse 8. Also, the Jews are who the Lord Jesus Christ came to, according to Romans 9 verses 4 and 5. Paul commands you to rightly divide, and the reason why he told you that is because when the Lord called out the Apostle Paul, he gave him mysteries that wasn't revealed to anyone else, that applies to us, that didn't apply to them, and it won't apply to those after us. And so the Lord told Paul that he needs to tell people to rightly divide his epistles from the mail to the previous dispensation and to the dispensation that will happen once we're gone with the rapture, the body of Christ. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, according to Matthew 10 verse 5, I believe it is, and Matthew 15 verses 22 to 26, and Mark 7 25 to 27. You've got verses that clearly state that. Now, during the Lord Jesus Christ's earthly ministry, salvation, according to the Bible, was of the Jews. John 4 verse 22 and Luke 19 verse 9, the Lord Jesus sent His apostles only to the Jews. Again, Matthew 10, 6 through 7, see, according to the Bible, the Jews were supposed to be a light to the Gentiles, a light to the world. The world was supposed to come to the Lord Jesus Christ through that Jewish nation. And like we said, they rejected. But now the Lord will go back to dealing with the Jews again. And you need to understand these things. So what we're looking at is the Olivet Discourse is what they call it. In Matthew chapter number 24, and we need to see some things about this. I hope will be a help and a blessing to you. This is something that my friend, Brother Eli, sent, and I want to share this with you, maybe to be a blessing. Matthew 24, verse 13, the Bible says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." So, the Gentiles under grace, what we call grace. Now, when I say grace, grace has been shown all throughout the Bible. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, so on and so forth. You'll see grace all through the Bible, but not like what we have in what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age, the body of Christ, whatever you want to call it. There's different things, but under this grace period we're in right now, we do not receive the gospel of the kingdom. That's a different gospel. And that gospel, and if anybody preaches any other gospel, Paul, other than Paul's gospel, in our dispensation, the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, verses 5 to 12, that they're cursed. So we've got the gospel of the grace of God, and that gospel was a mystery given to the Apostle Paul, Acts 20, verse 24, Galatians chapter 1, 11 through 12, chapter 2, verses 1 to 9, Ephesians 6, 19, Romans 16:25, Titus chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. That was a mystery. And so you've got a division there. The gospel, the good news that the literal, physical, visible, earthly, Davidic, prophesied kingdom is coming. That's a different good news than what we have today. And so according to Matthew 24 verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Well, that end is a period of time called Daniel's 70 weeks, and the end of that, the 70th week, is called the end, when the Lord comes to rule and reign on this earth. And so that good news that kingdom is coming is a different message than what we have applied to us today. And that's what Matthew 24 is speaking of. Otherwise, you'd have contradictions in the Bible. Now here's another thing. Matthew 24 verse 15 says, "When you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place." That verse there ought to tell you something. Why would the members of the body of Christ under our dispensation be in that holy place worshiping anyway? We don't worship in a temple. See, that's things that you have to read. The Bible's way plainer than what many think it to be. That's why you have to take that Bible literally. Anywhere you can take it literally, unless you see that the Lord is making a different spiritual application. So you have to literally read this thing and say, okay, who is he talking to? What's the context here? In Matthew 24 verse 16, "Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains." Now, why would members of the body of Christ be in Judea? Now, I'm sure that there are some saved people in Judea. Maybe so. I don't know. But he's talking to a different group of people here. In Matthew 24, verse 20, "But pray you that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day." Now, you know right now, we don't keep any Sabbath days. Look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 to 23, and Philippians chapter 3, 1 to 9. Paul talked about that being religion, and he counted it but dung. Why would we be looking to run from anybody on the Sabbath day? We worship on the first day of the week, and really, technically speaking, we're supposed to be worshiping every day. But in the Bible, the Apostle Paul talked about taking up a collection on the first day of the week, which is Sunday, and he preached on the first day of the week and things like that. So that's why we do that. But these are people that has something to do with the Sabbath day. We don't have anything to do with the Sabbath day. The Sabbath was done away for us in Christ. So they're under a different program here. Matthew 24, verse 30, "And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the tribes of earth, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Now, why would members of the body of Christ need a sign when the Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 22 that the Jews require a sign? And why the mention of tribes? We don't live in tribes. See, there's a difference in dispensations here. The differences in the Scriptures is going to have to do with dispensational differences. There's no contradiction in the Scriptures, but there are just differences in dispensation. Here's another one. Matthew 24, verses 37 to 38, the Bible says, "But as the days of Noah were," that's just a New Testament way of saying Noah, "so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage." We'll go into that in great detail later. "Until the day that Noah entered the ark." Now, you know this don't have anything to do with our mail and our dispensation, because the Bible talks about how our age ends in the church age before this thing's over with. You know that your prophecy has to do with people forbidding to marry and abstaining from meat. Now, here they are eating and drinking, marrying, giving marriage. You got a different thing here. Now, just quickly, why are they marrying and giving in marriage? Well, you know that there are people in the Great Tribulation. If they're able to marry and give in marriage, that means they've taken the mark of the beast, because you're not going to be able to do anything like that unless you take the mark in that dispensation. Our dispensation is going to have a time coming to a theater near you, because 1 Timothy 4, our mail says in the latter times, that's in the last part of the church age, that they're literally going to be commanded to abstain from meats. And because you're able to, as long as you receive it with thanksgiving and you believe and know the truth, you're able to eat anything. The Bible says nothing to be refused. Now, there's things that I don't want to eat. I will eat some frog legs. Yeah, I'll eat some frog legs. They're pretty good. But I'm not going to eat any possum if I can keep from it. I've learned never to say never, but I'm not going to eat some of these exotic foods that people eat. I don't care anything about eating a snake or anything like that. But yeah, I guess if I was hungry enough, I might. But I'm just telling you, in the church age, you can eat things today that were actually under the law unclean. That's the difference. Matthew 24 verses 42 to 51 talks about how people have got to watch for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they have to maintain good works, because if they don't, the Bible said, now this is what the Bible says, he will appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, you know that'll have anything to do with the Lord Jesus coming in the rapture for the body of Christ, because the Apostle Paul says, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us." That whether we wake or sleep. Now, that sleep has to do with some people being sleepy. And now I know sleep in the Bible oftentimes talks about a death and things like that. But if you look, oftentimes Paul says, "Hey, awake thou that sleepest," and stuff like that. People are just literally spiritually asleep at the wheel, not looking. So whether you're looking for him or not, the Bible said we should live together with him. Now, we're going to live together with the Lord, but that's a different deal. If you're not watching for the Lord when he comes in the second coming, if you go through the Great Tribulation, you're going to be appointed to wrath, and it's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the only place that happens is hell. So that's not your meal. Thank the Lord for that. Luke 21, verse 22 says, "For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." This is not, this verse right here has nothing to do with the dispensation you're in currently, because the Bible said it was kept secret since the world began. Romans 11, 25, 16, 25. You got them memorized. So Ephesians 3, 1 to 9. So what you're having is these Old Testament prophecies that has to do with the nation of Israel are not being fulfilled today. God is dealing with individuals currently. He's not dealing with nations like He did in the Old Testament, like He will be in the coming up dispensation. So we're not living in the days of vengeance. God is not taking vengeance on the lost people like He will later on, until the body of Christ is with the Lord in heaven and they're resting with the Lord. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-8. So under our present dispensation, God has sent saved people, as the Bible says, ambassadors to the world in the day of salvation, is what the Bible says. The Bible says, beseech them. Here's my country terms here. Beseech them to be reconciled to God. That's found written in 2 Corinthians 5. Verse 20, and you're going to read all that way through chapter 6, verse 2. So, after the rapture, God is going to send the world strong delusion that they'll be damned. 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 to 12. You just read that thing there, and all that's there. There's differences. We're not living in the days of vengeance. We are living in the day of salvation right now. God is trying to get people saved by grace through faith alone. In Christ alone, faith alone. Now, these people who reject the clear presentation of the gospel, the Bible said they'll be sent a strong delusion. And that's why we compel men to be saved. We pray and we get the gospel out, and we don't give up. We don't give in. We don't give out. We don't let up, shut up, or back up until we're taken up. We just keep serving the Lord Jesus Christ until He takes us out of here. Luke 21, verse 23, "But woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people." Now, you know this cannot be about the body of Christ in our present dispensation, because the Bible says we're not appointed to wrath. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10, 5, verses 9 to 10, and Romans 5, verse 9. So, I hope that's a help to you as way of introduction here. And then we're going to go over just a few things briefly. And maybe this will be a blessing to you as far as understanding these things about the gospel of the kingdom and what's going on in the time of the great tribulation. The Bible said in Matthew 24, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom." Now, again, we preach the gospel of the grace of God, and that gospel is found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4. The fact that Christ died, and He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. If you'll trust what He did for you on the cross, He took His place, He took your place, His substitutionary death for you on the cross, for your sins. You come to Him a sinner, and you realize He's the Savior, that you deserve hell. And if you come to Him and you trust His shed blood, the Bible says you shall be saved. But now the gospel of the kingdom is going to be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. That's the good news, that the kingdom is coming, and it's got a lot of stipulations that go along with it. People are going to have to sell all they have. No, they're going to have to not take the mark of the beast. The Gentiles are going to have to help the Jew, and they've got their mail with those directions on what to do, given in the books of Hebrews through Revelation. Now, why is that important that you know that? The Bible says in verse number 15, "When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." There's a lot in that verse right there. Come to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 11. We're going to read just a little bit here about this. The Bible says, "And for this cause, God shall send them. Who's the them? That's the ones who, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. So that's who it's referring to. God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. A lie. Now, what could that lie be? Could it be the fact that there's a man standing there, and he's the king of liars, and he's a liar from the beginning, and he stands up there in the ultimate lie, being that he stands in that holy place, and he claims to be God, and he puts an idol in there, and calls his people to bow down and worship that idol, claiming he's God. I believe that's the abomination of desolation. The Bible talks about it was spoken by Daniel, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ tells you that the author of the book of Daniel is Daniel. Now, it's Daniel the prophet. He stands in that holy place. So there's gonna be a temple built there. Now, there's other things about that. The tabernacle is also called a temple. So people say, well, this temple's got to be built, the temple's got to be built, the temple's got to be built. Well, at the same time, if you're gonna look at that Bible prophecy there too, it wouldn't take long to throw up a tabernacle for a while. And that also be called the temple. We'll go over them verses later. And then they will wait until they build that thing. But there's a lot to be spoken of on that. And so we need to just take our time here, because I'll get too far along. Now, here's another thing I want you to see before we get into all those other verses. That Bible tells you, whoso readeth, let him understand. You know what that lets you know? That there's going to be Bibles available at that time. I want to give you a few verses. The book of Revelation, chapter number 3, while you're turning there, I want to remind you that the book of Revelation is not mailed directly to the church, the body of Christ, because the Bible said in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The time is at hand. You see, that verse is teaching you that the whole book of Revelation is a prophecy, and at the time of the writing of this thing, and who it's addressed to, that time was at hand. But that time that was at hand at that time, that's a lot of at that time, isn't it was put on hold. So what you have is you've got prophecy in this book. Now these churches, there are going to be churches, local churches, that are going on in that time of great tribulation. Now they're going to be going through a hard time. Now you want to talk about some practical application. These churches are still trying to meet and go through all kind of hard things. And you imagine how much power the church has lost in this present dispensation, when they can't even get along through whatever's going on with all this sickness and things that's so prevalent today, but they lack the courage to be able to keep fighting, many of them, and just keep fighting the good fight of faith and doing what you can do to stay active and stay prayed up and stay read up and just stay, you know, as far as being an encouragement and things like that. And here are these churches, these local churches, that are going to be going through this time, and a lot of them are trying to stay faithful and things like that. And I tell you what, that says a whole lot for this group of people. And that's what we should do as well. We should ask God to give us the power of His might, be strong in the Lord, put on that whole armor, and keep fighting the good fight of faith. It's a spiritual battle that you're in. And so this thing is a prophecy. And during that time of great tribulation, they're going to have Bibles available in that time. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 8. And I tell you, it just got to digress a minute. If they're going to be reading the Bible in that time, as hard as things are going to be going on, don't you know that Christians don't really have an excuse for not reading the Bible right now? People say, well, I'm busy and things like that. I guarantee you, they're going to be busy too. And the Bible said, let him that readeth, understand. You know what the Bible says in Revelation 3 verse 8 concerning these churches that are going through all those things? The Bible says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. They don't deny his name openly, like it says they're supposed to not do over there in Matthew chapter 10. And the Bible says that they're supposed to confess him and confess his name, and they won't deny his name. He says over there in Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But you know this is not church age, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Get up and preach that for our mail today. A lot of people do. A lot of people teach eternal security, and they'll preach that verse right there and say, if you don't come down to the altar and confess him before men, he's going to deny you before the Father. That's some of the craziest stuff you've ever heard in your life. It's just lack of right division. Now, they're going to have a Bible. Look at Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. They're going to be reading that Bible, and they're going to be able to have the ability to understand what applies to them. The Bible says in Revelation 6, verse 9, and when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Look at that. They're going to have the word of God. They're going to be reading the Bible. Revelation 20 and verse number 4. Revelation 20, verse number 4, the Bible says, and I saw thrones, and they sat up, upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. Wow, that's amazing. Now, I know that you have eternal security, and I know that, praise the Lord, if you were to deny the Lord, He can deny you a reign, according to 2 Timothy, I believe it's 2 verse 12, somewhere around in there, but He's not going to deny you the salvation, because He's not going to deny Himself. You're in Him. But if somebody were to try to take your last Bible, what would you do? There's been Christians in the church age die for the Word of God. That Bible that you're sitting there with right now, got in your hands, and or maybe you've got it in your car somewhere, maybe you left it at the church or wherever your Bible is. Somebody along the way died so you could get a copy of that Bible. A lot of blood was shed to be able to get that Bible. It ought to be precious to you. I think a lot of people have forgotten how precious the Word of God is, but these saints right here, it's precious to them. Now, Daniel chapter 11. I'm going to go there for a minute because Daniel has a lot of prophecy concerning what's going to be going on in the time of tribulation. Daniel chapter 11, and I want to read verse number 33 concerning this thing about let him that readeth. Verse number 33 says this, and they that understand, that Bible said, whoso readeth, let him understand. Okay, so these people that understand are obviously the people who are reading. It says, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Man, the Bible talks about they'll have tribulation many days and things like that. So you've got a tribulational reference there showing you that there are going to be people who understand because they've been reading and they know how to rightly divide and they know that their mail is Hebrews through Revelation, and it gives them the ability to be able to endure to the end. You see what I'm saying? They're going to be able to read the book of Daniel and understand why. Daniel chapter 12, look at verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to when? The time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Yeah, I know that worldly knowledge is going to increase, but also there's going to be a time when godly knowledge. So you're going to have two knowledges running right side by side. You're going to have the knowledge, like the devil offers, the knowledge that he said that he's sitting under the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and he's going to be offering that to counter the fact that the Word of God will never be destroyed, and counter the fact that because God's Word will never be destroyed, there are people out there trying to renew the minds of all those believers out there and trying to get that gospel of the kingdom out, and they're understanding the time. They're like the men of Issachar. They understood the times. They were blessed for it, and guess what? They were obviously reading the Word of God. Now, there are going to be people who are reading the Word of God then, able to understand what applies to them. Now, in closing, do you understand what's going on? The Bible says Paul told you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 that we could understand the times and seasons. You know what we have? We've got a Bible, a perfect Word of God that we're able to gain understanding from. I hope you're trying to do that. I hope you're staying in the Word. And I hope that you are praying daily and just keeping that fellowship up. Why? It's worth every bit of service that you give to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're on the end of this thing. We're getting closer to heaven, getting closer to glory. I hope you have a good day.